I got them at that one grocery shop.
Wow.
So, me being disabled, I'm disabled, like legally disabled. I usually walk with a cane or a walker. I had to go down to the building down here around the corner on, but I think 68th or something like that.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you just a couple questions. So tell me about the flood damage extent. How bad was the damage?
It was extremely bad. I know the water in the back, it was rising, like in the creek, it was rising extremely high. And it was just, it was extremely bad. We lost groceries, we lost a lot of things, and then we try to throw out the trash, but you know, we can't even throw out our trash because we got garbage man won't even come down here no more. It's like a ducked off block, and don't nobody have problems around here. You know, one from the little storm, if the storm when it came, we probably wouldn't even see nobody. You know, it's quiet around here. Homeowners for the most down the block. And everybody, like right here, it's like basically family oriented.
Everybody's it's been raining since the big flood.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts when it starts raining again?
Hope it don't flood again. Hope that we do get help from the first flood and don't just leave us hanging like this. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy that we got to get left hanging. I'm 49 years old. I've never seen that much trash in my life. I've never seen that much storming in my life. You know what I'm saying? Except for Hurricane Katrina, and that's where my people from. But it's bad, and we still dealing with things around here. All around this entire neighborhood, Even like the little garbage out. I mean, people bringing out all this stuff that got ruined and stuff. We never had this much trash on our block, like from neighbors bringing out their stuff from getting destroyed from the flood to the garbage can getting overflowed with garbage. Now the garbage man don't want to even come down the street. And then you can tell you go from house to house all the way down the street and you just see something happen to somebody from that flood. So we just got to deal with it and do the most as we can as a community.
Have you applied for any assistance or help from the government? What's that like?
They're slow as ever. I heard my daughter just got her stamps back because our food stamps, our food got damaged from the flood. So at the same time when I go down around the corner and let these people know that, hey, I don't got no more stamps. You know, I'm disabled. I need help. And they said, well, it's going to take time. Don't fill out the paper if you did the thing over the phone. Like, when it happened, my fiance, she did it over the phone. And she did everything what she's supposed to do. And to this day, there's still no help. And I got my stamps on the 8th, and the flood happened, like, on the 9th or 10th. So I called it the worst. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because nobody won't come down here and help us. Like, we even got lead in our pipes. They tell us don't drink the water.
Don't drink. It's just messed up over here now. Like
the plumbing, including with the storm and all that mixed together, it's bad. It's extremely bad.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Could you spell your first and last name for me?
TYRONEROBERTS, Tyrone Roberts.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much. You
so good.
Take care.
All right.